Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to share out of 2 Corinthians and also out of the 90th Psalm. First, out of 2 Corinthians, this is the Apostle Paul writing, chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. We have this treasure, Jesus Christ, Paul says, in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. We are handicapped on every side, but we are never frustrated. We're puzzled, but never in despair. We're persecuted, but never stand alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out. And then out of the 90th Psalm, verse 12, we read this, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." I remember to this day how excited she was when she first walked on the plane. She said, "Look, Gran, they gave me a blanket and a pillow and a bottle of water." My younger granddaughter, Ellie, and I were flying to Atlanta, where Linda, her Mimi, would pick us up so we could all drive up to the mountains and highlands for a few days together. Moments later, after we were seated, Ellie received her first Sprite while waiting to take off. And not too long after that, she discovered the tray table in the armrest of her seat. So, after takeoff and through the graciousness of the flight attendant, Ellie quickly had her tray table covered with an array of snacks. While enjoying those, she looked with a sense of wonder through her window at the clouds billowing in the bright blue sky stretching out before her as far as she could see. It was all so new and amazing and exciting for her. And, of course, because it was new and exciting for her, it was for me, too. After Linda picked us up in Atlanta, and as we began the drive of a few hours toward our stay in the mountains, there was a required stop Ellie wanted to make for the long-awaited introduction of her Mimi and Granddaddy to a place called Goats on the Roof. A bit of a tourist stop. No, my friends, totally a tourist stop. It really was a joy, though, to watch Ellie with a big smile on her face pedal a stationary bike, which was connected to a rope and a pulley system, sending some food pellets in a tin cup to the top of a nearby roof to four already pretty well-fed-looking goats waiting there for the cup of food to arrive. When Ellie felt that the goats were fully taken care of and she had finished exploring all the other attractions that were there, we headed up the mountain. After settling her things in her bedroom, she came out to say goodnight to Mimi and Gran and then talked about what we would do the next day. After listening to Ellie list all the activities she had planned for us, I shared, "Well, before we do any of that tomorrow, sweetie, I first have to work on some things in the morning that I brought with me." Ellie listened, quietly cocked her head to the side, walked a bit closer to where I was seated, put her hands on my shoulders, looked me straight in the face, and with all the wisdom her years could muster, said, "But Gran, you're supposed to be on vacation, and we need to go to our secret place," which was sliding on rocks in a nearby creek. "We need to go to our secret place again." She had a point. She always did. As did her older sister Hannah when it came to the important things in life, and I had a change of attitude and a change of plans. Look, we have wars and angry rhetoric going on in the world around us and at times in our lives. The economy seems to be heading in a better direction, but it's still a bit unsettled. As a nation and world, we are in the midst of cultural and spiritual battles for the soul and the future of our nation and our world. On personal levels, we seem to have so much on our plates that we get to the end of our days exhausted and unsatisfied. We get so caught up in trying to keep up with our neighbors, too often buying into the value that more is better, which our society touts as the path to happiness. And stuff keeps happening to us. Things get confusing. People misunderstand us, and relationships become strained. And while all that is happening, we miss the important things around us. We let fear grip us, and too often we become resigned to believing that life as it is life as it will be. So we just throw our hands in the air and do nothing different or explore nothing new. We've been whacked so many times with disappointments, heartaches, and tragedies that all we see stretching out before us is a vast expanse of despair, and all the while trying to hold things together all by ourselves, trying to get a handle on life, to get through today and make it to tomorrow, not at all sure we can get to next week, just trying to get back on track, all under our own power and on our own terms. And we end up missing, or almost missing, all the most important people, things and moments in our life, often because we miss what the Apostle Paul reminds us has been right there all the while to help us. And it's contained in the promise from that passage of Scripture we read a moment ago, which reminds us that we have this treasure, Jesus Christ, in jars of clay, to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. The power, presence, and peace of the God who loves us and wants us to lean into and follow Him has always been there, is there, and will always be there for us to embrace for our lives. God alone is enough. Look, my friends, that treasure is here for us, each of us today. And as Paul says, that treasure is here in the person of Jesus Christ, which leads to God's all-surpassing power, presence, peace, and amazing love for you and me. Listen, I care what you've been through in life. I care about the pains and the heartaches that have been forever etched into the memories of your life, which you still carry. I care about the daily burdens you drag around that often bring you to the end of the day exhausted and despairing. I care about the seemingly never-ending anxiety you feel as you go to bed at night thinking about the uncertainty of tomorrow. It's real. I know. I've had it and still have it at times. I get it. But Ellie had it right when she took us to experience goats on the roof with her. And when she said, "But Grant, you're supposed to be on vacation and we need to go to our secret place again." In the midst of whatever we're striving toward, trying to survive through, trying to reach while climbing, rising, and falling each day, we need to keep our focus on the important, the source of all that's truly good in our lives, before it's too late and before the important is gone. And Paul's words show us how we can do that by remembering and embracing that treasure of Christ within each of us to show us and empower us along the way that God alone is enough. And remind us of what is really important in life, in our busy times, in our quiet times, and in the midst of being entangled in all the stuff the world tries to tell us is important, to remind us of what's important when our Ellies, like mine did on that trip, are not around to remind us, to point us through all the stuff, all the difficulties, confusion, and failings we experience each day to the power and the peace available to us through a focus on what is important, where we can boldly claim afresh and anew for our lives the words of the Apostle Paul when he reminded us that with the treasure of Christ within us, even though we are handicapped on every side, we're never frustrated. We may be puzzled, but we're never in despair. We're persecuted, but never stand alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out. Simply, God alone is enough. Well, the next morning, when we woke up after a day of airplane rides, a magical moment at Goats on the Roof, and some straight talk from a wise little girl, what do you think we did? Right. Ellie's List, beginning with a trip to our secret place. I may be slow, but eventually I get it, that no matter what I face, God alone is enough and is always reminding me of what's really important in life before time runs out. What about you? Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your continual reminders and little folks and big folks and things you do around us of the important things in life. Thank you for that. Thank you for being ever present in our lives to continue to point us to all you want us to be, but all you also don't want us to miss. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.